Boarding. Okay, so we started off last week discussing the different times of Shabbos. Now it starts on Leil Shabbos, and then the Kedusha increases. And we started in Kufnun Beis, in Perek Aleph, there in paragraph Aleph, we started discussing Leil Shabbos, the Suda of Leil Shabbos, and we said it's called Sudasa Dechakal Tapuchin Kedishin, the Suda of the Holy Apple Field. That's what Friday night is about. And we spoke about that a field is malchus, that the field is less lemigami klum, it is nothing of its own. It brings forth from potential to actualization whatever you put in there. And that's what's happening on Shabbos. Whatever the shefa that comes down through the week, shefa comes into the world, brocha, panosa, chaim, brim, whatever it is, it comes down to this lower world where people live. And the aretz nicha malchus, because that's the aretz, what's called the lama ze, that's what takes all that broch and makes it actualized and able to be utilized. So then we said Shabbos is also malchus. Shabbos, as we know, is malchus, and that's where the day where the Shechina is apparent. It means the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is come out from koyach to poil. Shabbos is about the oneness. That's why Shabbos is called a soda, because in the same way that a soda brings forth what you put in it, Shabbos brings forth what you put into it. You put seeds into the field and you get plants. You put work into the Shabbos and you get gilushchina. Holy fruits. Peiros kedoshim chakel tapuchin kedishim. We said, why dafka apples? We said, fruit is... So we said like this, the ikar life in this world needs eating. A person has to eat. If a person doesn't eat in the natural situation, then a person dies. That what keeps the neshama connected to the guf is food. So what gives a person physical life in this world, gashmistika life, is meichel. So in spirituality, we said the same thing. There's food, but it's got to be understood what the food is. That gives a person spiritual life. Seichel, imuna, opens up his heart, kedusha. So for example, the man he brought, that the mon is gives a person kedusha, Be'er Miriam, that when a person drinks from Be'er Miriam, it opens your heart to Torah. And we saw about Pesach, matzah is when you eat it, it gives you imuna. There's food that we eat, physical food that we eat. But it gives us spiritual koiches. So we said Shabbos, which is the day where we grow peiros kedoshim. When you eat on Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos, that puts into the guf all of the physical things that it does. But more than that, it opens a heart to Torah and kedusha and to dveikus. That's pretty much the foundations we built last week. Let's just go one more step with this because this is fascinating. Dafka, because I think we'll see. Ike marshal sode, enim yuchad dafka le Shabbos. The marshal of sode is not dafka unique for Shabbos. Shengam b'kol yom osa shvua, the whole week. Have kol metzias alamayinu sode. A whole metzias, even during the week, is a metzias of sode. Hamakabel zeroyim min hashamayim. U'moitzim peiros. Even during the week, there's shefa coming down from Shemayim. There's seeds coming down from Shemayim that produce fruit. Aval, ha'olam enu tomid hakal hamoitzi peiros kedoshim. Hakal, sorry, hamoitzi peiros kedoshim. This field, this world, is not always a field that produces holy fruit. Elefamim shamoitzi peiros buashim v'chorolim. Sometimes it produces fruit that are not so desirable. Sometimes it comes from Shemayim, or seeds of panosa and brocha of wealth. This brocha, these seeds come down from Shemayim, and they land up here in this lowly world. From this shefa brocha of panosa that comes into the world, you know what can grow from that? Sina, kina, bitul toira, gaiva, who knows what things can come out of that? V'eichan menochas hakalkala, lo bezroim shenizoru. Where's the panosa? Where's the where's the kilkul? Where was the damage? You'll tell me you gave me bad seeds, so that's why I grew bad fruit. Lo zeno nachon. The kilkul is not in the seed. Ela bekarka hamagdeles. There's a problem with the ground. There's a problem with the sadeh. Shekach teva shel kark zu.
The
nature of this world is you can plant seeds into the ground, seeds of Shefa and Brocha Kandusha, and it produces thorns. Sometimes a person is given seeds of Lahovinu Lahaskil. He's given understanding and bina and das to understand and to be able to learn Torah with that. Sometimes you see in that person who was given those kalim, terrible things coming from that fruit. Chochma that's given to a person that's not fitting for it could be the biggest sorus that comes to the world. Most of the problems that the Yidden got weren't from idiots. There were a lot of it was from people who had that had koiches to do a lot of good things with the seichel they were given, and they used it for. Albert Einstein comes to mind. Albert Einstein could have been the god Lador with his kishreinus. If you look at the tzaddikum of what he created, and we know that it's always equal, and look what he could have done in the tzaddik kedusha. But we don't have any chidushe Albert Einstein on Shas. But we have a dover that he gave the world that could destroy the whole world. So that seichel and bin and chochm was given to someone she'enu roiloi, and we have an atom bomb that could have been shaydes and tshuvas Albert Einstein. So that's just one example, but there are many like that. So someone that the Chovis Halavava says already, someone who gets chochma that's not roi for that chochma, that could be the biggest sorrow for the world and certainly for him. Aval Shabbos Kodesh, Shigam Kain Sode, but Shabbos, which is a Sode, Tevele Godol Rak Tapuchin Kadishin Nehirin Besmeichim. Shabbos Kodesh, the fruit that it grows, the fruit that comes out of that Sode called Shabbos Kodesh, is always Kodesh, beautiful, and creates happiness. Obviously, if you connect it to Shabbos, we're not talking about that, we're talking about Shabbos. That's what Shabbos produces. So it just made me think about Bilam. Always bothered me. How did Bilam become a Novi? To become a Novi, you got to be holding. You at least master the Mesilas Yesharim. I mean, minimum requirement to have mastered the Mesilas Yesharim. You know, that's quite daunting. You know, if you ever try to understand the Mesilas Yesharim properly, understand. I'm talking about Lamaisa. I'm not talking about the intellectual exercise of the Mesilas Yesharim. That said, I'm talking about Lamaisa. Nakias is beyond comprehension. And that's only level 3. There's still another few more steps after that. How do you become a Novi? Become a Novi. The guy's a mushchat. So somebody showed me that Rav Pinkas says, Amoydi Kazach. It says, the goy made a taina. If we had a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd also give us a Novi like Moshe. We'd also be big tzaddikim like the Jews. So now Hashem's got a problem. They're right. You can't give the Jews a Novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. You give the goy nobody and expect them. So they have a taina. He's got a problem now. He's got to find a Novi. Mishu said, Doime le Moshe Rabbeinu. And he finds one. He finds Bilam. Bilam was a Gavra Rava Ma'od Ma'od. And he was Zoichel le Nevuah. So what happened? The Nevuah destroyed him. The Nevuah destroyed him. That's what Pinkas says. When he got the Nevuah, who knows what happened to him? Could have been Gaiva, could have been Tai. Who knows? Who knows what the slippery slope started when he got the Nevuah. But when he got the Nevuah, he deserved it. He was holding enough to be a Novi. And yet, look what happened to him. Albert Einstein grew up in a frum home. I can't say it was a Beit Shel Torah. I don't know if they had a shas in his house, but it was a frum home, and he was about to have a bar mitzvah. He'd already prepared his bar mitzvah drosha. And he left. It was a bocher that came to stay with the family, who was a shtikel maskil, and he took Albert Einstein and he led him off the path. But he was roy. He was roy. Had he not gone with that bocher and another bocher, whatever, Kodesh Baruch Hu's boinus aren't my problem. Why Hashem said that bocha then? That was his nisoin. But he could have, who would have come from that? There was a Jew called Rav Aaron Kotler. He's a Yid who lived in America called Rav Aaron Kotler. I don't have to describe, I don't have to say who Rav Aaron Kotler was. Goinus, there's only Torah in America today, and he's chus and a few other bodedim. But you know that Rav Aaron was already on the train leaving yeshiva on his way to go visit his meet his sister, who was a mathematician, who was a maskil, and had convinced him to leave. He was on his way, he was on the train already. She'd been hounding him and whatever, and eventually he got on the train and he was leaving. He was out of yeshiva, he was off the derech. Rav Orbe sent Rav Reuven, his son-in-law, to go bring him back, and he mamash the mishached, but the whole, I can't imagine what that argument looked like, but he brought him back. I understand everyone to bring him back. Bilam didn't have anyone to bring him back. Whatever the cheshbonus of Shemaim are, I'm not saying, but that's the vortia. The vortia is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us seeds. The seeds are always good. But we're the field. This world is the field. What do you do with those seeds? That's the difference. So that's just when I was looking at this morning, I was just like, wow, that's good for Bilam. That's exactly Bilam. So Tov. That's the vault. That's Friday night Suda. It's the Friday night Suda. It's Suda's Techachel Papuchin Gedishin. It's where we start waking up and recognizing this is Shabbos, this is Malchus. The Shefa that's coming down is accessible. Whatever we're doing now can generate enormous Kedusha. And even the food we're eating generates enormous Kedusha. But obviously it's got to be, the field has to be well prepared for this. Okay. Base. Kuf Nun Gibel. Sudas Shneir Shal Yom HaShabbos Nikra Sudas Da'atika Kedisha. The day Suda is called the Suda of the Ancient Holy One. Sudusa Da'atika Kedisha. Shehu Kinu LaHashem Yisbarach Al Pi Hanema V'Daniel V'Atik Yoimim Yosef Levushir Keteleg Chiyur Mashmois Kinu Zehu Al Midas Gadlis HaShem Yisbarach. The mashmois of this idea that Hashem is called Atik Yoimin Yasiv Levusha Kheilek Khir, the mashmois of that is it's talking about the middle of the godless of Hashem, that is completely manutak and way above any tfisa that this world can grasp of him. It means there's nothing you can connect to that. Completely, completely way above us. That's the concept of the Atika Kedisha, Atik Yoimim, the ancient one. God's got nothing to do with us. It's got nothing to do with us. So what are we doing with it? V'ne b'yanu b'chelek alef, shel ha-malchus yesh shnei chelokim. We spoke about this at length in the first chelek, that Shabbos has two aspects, Keter v'malchus. Correct? The king has a crown, and the king has malchus. V'mamash shnei ha-inyonim. These are the two aspects that we've spoken about. Chakal tapuchin kedishin v'atik yoimim. Chakal tapuchin kedishin, that's the night seder, is, we'll see, is Malchus. And this Suda, which is called atik yoimim, we'll see, is Keter. Let's have a look. Chakal tapuchin kedishin moira la Malchus kemoshen isko. That food of apple orchards or whatever, the sadeh of apple orchards, that's Malchus, as we mentioned. That's talking about Keter. We mentioned this, the Keter, what's interesting about the Keter, that it's above the guf. It's not really part of the system. It's above the system. It's where the system ends, where I end, that's where the Keter starts. It is not really part of me. It sits on my head. So it's not part, it's not mechuba to the goof, and it's not part of the goof. It's separated and it's above the head. What does the Keter tell you? Why do kings wear crowns? Ever thought about it? Well, it makes them look choshuv. And it's somewhere to put their diamonds, because otherwise, where would they put all their precious stones? No, what the crown says is that even though the king is here in this world with us, the king is here, he's with us, he's working with us, ubemedina. But really, he's way above the average man in the street. He's in his own dimension. He is so far different from the people out there. That's Atik Yoimim. He's above and separated and higher than everything else. That's what the Keti is. It's separate, munutak, and higher above everything else. So that's what the crown tells you. When a king walks into the room with a crown, he's here. Uba Medina, the king's here. He's oisek in matters of this world. But the crown's there to remind you, don't think that you and him are in the same place. He's way, way above in another place, completely separate and disconnected from all of this. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's here, there's a Giloy here, there's a Malchus here. Aval really, it's just a Giloy of the Keter, and the Keter is completely manutak from us. Okay? That's in Brich Shmei. We say Brich Shmei, Brich Kisrach v'Asrach. Blessed is his crown, means that dimension which is moved on and completely separate, v'Asrach, the place, and blessed is this, where he's functioning as Malchus. That's Keter and Malchus. Okay, so he can kasha. He has a kasha. The man showing a midah zoom in midah sode. Shreivada is shegam derech hasode roim shazroim shnizrobu heimetzias el yoyne ma'atzimtzum shel olameinu. What's the difference between this atik yoimim and a sode? Because even in the way of the field, the way of the sode, you see that the seeds that get planted, They also from a much higher disconnected metzias than the little metzum tzimdika world that we're living in. The field that is Shabbos, that teaches us, that shows us, like we mentioned before, chidush olam. What did chidush olam teach us? Chidush olam taught us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, that he's infinite. Shezeh Arei HaChocha Al Ein Sof is, Shel Koich Yisbarach, Ukamo Sheyisbar Le'il, V'Kol Chelek Sheini. That was the whole of Chelek Sheini, was to teach that Yisod. Hare Shezeh Midah Netekes, Ve'El Yoyne Mikol Tfisa Solomainu. So that Midah for sure, that which is producing the seeds and planting them down here, is also way above our Tfisa of this world. So what's the difference between what's called Sodei Malchus and Atik Yoimim, which is called Keter? Both of them are moved on and separated, no connection to us whatsoever. Avdalei Ha'evdelhu, Amnam Ha'evdelhu, Shederech HaSodei, Inachinami, Shetoysin Echutim V'Tuchnosom, Sherazoyim Shenizru B'Soyche. For sure, the way of a field adds to the quality and to what was implanted and programmed into the seeds that were planted into the field. But at the day, you don't really see the seeds. The seeds go into the ground. And nachon, the field will produce whatever was programmed into those seeds. But you can't see the seeds. You don't see the seeds. Seeds are buried in the ground. And they rot before anything comes out. V'rak mikoyach haseichel, only with using your seichel, kiven sheyotzim peiros elu, you see a tree growing out of the ground. So you don't see the seed. So what do you think? You have to use your seichel. When you see peiros coming out of the ground, your seichel tells you, koch shezroim el nizra b'seichel. Then you understand that something was planted here. Aval midas yom haShabbos doyme lemare v'as peklaria meira shedoch roim es haoymed negen amare ba'atzmi v'tifotoy shemashpeis tzrosu atzmoi el toicho. But on Shabbos is as peklaria meira. You see everything clearly. There you see what we're talking about called seeds. But what he means is you see clearly in front of you. You see ba'atzmoi el tifono. You see the Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoi with all his tiferes, where he's mashpia himself into the world. Trying to understand what this means. A difficult subject. It's very difficult. It's a kind of paradox. And it has to be because Hashem's infinite. So there's always going to be a paradox there. Hashem's manifestation in this world is always a paradox, because even when he manifests in here, he doesn't stop being infinite. So that's always going to be a problem. And you throw Shabbos into the picture, that's even worse. Because you're in this world, keeping Shabbos, but you're not in this world, you're already in Olam Haba. But it doesn't really feel like that. So there's a kashek to toifest this. But the Torah says something very interesting, that the three portions of Shabbos, Lel Shabbos, Day Shabbos, and Shalosh Shudos, is kind of the three Shabboses mentioned in the Torah. Shabbos Breishis, Shabbos Matan Torah, V'Shabbos Losid Lovei, Yom Shikulu Shabbos. We had Shabbos Breishis, the first Shabbos Hashem was that Shabbos Breishis. Then we had Matan Torah was on Shabbos, and then we had Yom Shikulu Shabbos, Yom Asa Mashiach, Alam Abba, whatever you want to call it. Ukeneged Zeh Nechlokas Shleishas HaTfilas V'Gam Shleishas Sudas. That's why you have three different tefillas on Shabbos and three different sudas. Each of those tefillas and each of those sudas is connected those three Shabbos, those worldly Shabbos. But you know, my hevdel bein gilu shchina b'maisa breishis l'gina shchina al matan Torah. It's telling you there's a difference between the gilu shchina of Shabbos breishis to the gilu shchina of Shabbos matan Torah. Because if they were the same, you don't have to have two different surahs, you don't have to do different nuchsach tefillahs. Means there must be something different there, because we're doing something different. As Maisa Breishis Mochiach Bebehirus Gemurah is Yichud Hashem. What Maisa Breishis revealed, what its Malchus brought into the world, was clarity and proof Gemurah in the Yichud of Hashem. Hashemayim Asaprim Kvod Kel, Umaisa Yodov Magid Harakia. That's Maisa Breishis. That's Shabbos Breishis. You see a call Yichud Hashem. Avalor Roim Derech Maisa Breishis is a Kedusha Atzmo. You don't see the Kedusha. You see the Shemaim. And the Shemaim says, oh, Hashem made me. But you don't see the Kedusha behind the Shemaim. So Shemaim V'aretz La'atzam Einu Cheftze Shal Kedusha. Shemaim V'aretz isn't something that's Kodosh. It doesn't have a Cheftze of Kedusha. It's a Shemaim V'aretz. And it tells you that Hashem made it. So we see Yichud Hashem. But you don't see the Kedusha. You just see Maisa Breishis. Rak Shetoicha Mochiach Ala Kedusha. Only understanding the plim of it, understanding the inside of it, do you see the Kedusha. Ava Matan Torah Sheka Omru Ritzoneinu Lirot Et Malkeinu. At Maisa Matan Torah, when we said that it's our deep desire to see Hashem himself. Zochu kulam rilois kvodis barach baskala me'ira k'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody had a nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. They couldn't handle it. They died. Then the Shomas left the goof, the gift of the Neshama, whatever you want to learn pshat there. They couldn't handle it, but that's what they wanted and that's what they saw. They saw it. Not just the Maisa Breishis. They saw the Baal HaBira. Avraham Avinu saw the Bira, and he said, there must be a Baal. Hashemayim Masaprim Kvod Kel. We didn't see Kel. Then Hashem was Megale himself. Maisa Breishis, there was Hashemayim Masaprim Kvod Kel, Chidush HaOlam, Maisa Breishis. But you didn't see who did this. At Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale himself to Klal Yisrael, and we saw who did it. We saw the Boira. Hashem says, I spoke to you face to face. The same lotion uses for Moshe, it uses there by Matan Torah for Klal Yisrael. Today, when you're sitting and learning Torah, ponim al ponim, hu v'dibura chad, Hashem and his word is the same thing. That's what's happening when you're learning Torah. You're not seeing the Bria, you're seeing the Boira. You touch with the Boira. Because that's the word of Hashem is the Torah. Hashem's word is the same thing. Because you learned that already at Maisa Breishis, that it's all one thing. That's the difference between Lel Shabbos and Day Shabbos, which is the difference between night and day. בלילה, כשפוגש מישהו, אפשר ידי שיחה איתו, יקי בהוכחה, it's melusa v'tchnusaysof. When you meet someone at night, it's dark. You don't know who it is. But the way he talks and the way he, you see the way he moves or whatever, you can work out who it is. Avon mikol makam adayin loru, but you still haven't seen it. You know that your friend Yaakov, because you hear his voice or you recognize his footsteps. Avon, you still don't know it's him. You don't see him. Avon baboke, kasher royoto makabel ispono. But in the morning when the light comes and you see, ay, makabel pnei, you see that's Yaakov. Then you see reality the way it is. So Leil Shabbos, Avada. Leil Shabbos is Malchus. Leil Shabbos is appreciating Chidush Olam. There's a Boreh Olam, but you're not seeing the Boreh Olam. That's nighttime, it's dark. But the day Suda is the lights come on. The lights come on, and you say, oh, there's the seed. I'm not just seeing the peiros coming out of the ground. I'm seeing the seed. I'm seeing the goyrim of that, not just understanding there must be a goyrim, but I'm actually experiencing the goyrim, b'kvedo ba'atzmoy. So that's theory. How you do this practically, we haven't got to yet. I don't know how you do that. Well, we have to first understand the hashkafa of the thing before we can try and plunge into it. But that's what's happening. Leil Shabbos, that's what's shifting to the day Suda. Okay, hard stuff. We'll chazer it again next week. But I love the piece with Bilam there. That's the exactly. That Chovas Halavavos is Nifla. That piece of Chovas Halavavos Nifla v'Neira. That the Chochma, too much Chochma can be to the wrong person, very dangerous. That's why they say if a person learns Torah, he doesn't learn Musa. The Sotan takes the Kedusha that his Torah is creating. That's the nature of the world. The Torah doesn't guarantee. The Torah has to come into a field that's going to produce fruit, not thorns. You have to prepare the field properly. If you don't put the right stuff into the field, then it's not going to produce what you want it to produce. So we're the field, so we have to learn Musa. Then the Kedusha comes in, it produces beautiful peiros. But you put Nevuah into something like Bilam, that's what happens.
Right.
See you later. Have a good Shabbos. Bezrat Hashem, I'm going to be at the Grove for Shabbos.
I'll see Rabbi. I appreciate it very much. Call 2.
Take good care.